out of hellfire, and I bring you trailers for sale. Who's left 50 cents of a man of means, band of means.
Hey, hello everybody. How y'all doing out there? Nice to see you. Came back. T Jones. That's right, your buddy T Jones. A couple days late, a little under the weather earlier this week. So, hey, look at it this way. You know, you hear all the other podcasts come out first earlier in the week, and you get all that input and all that stimuli and all those opinions and all those thoughts and that the people have out there and the commenters. And then along comes T. Jones with that butter knife, kind of applying that frosting on the top there with a little sprinkle over top of that with his little half hour roundup of what these knuckleheads are doing on our favorite show, 90 Day Fiance. That's right. America seems to love this show, and I think the world kind of likes it too. It's kind of a kick now and then. Yeah, we get a kick out of this show. Of course, I am T. Jones. I am a K-1er. For those of you who didn't know yet, I did go through the K-1 process. So I have a little experience with it that the other commenters don't have. I don't know any other commenters that are K-1ers. Do you? Anyway, it doesn't make my opinion any better or worse. It doesn't make my opinion any better than those that haven't gone through the K-1. Except, well, maybe when it comes to the that support affidavit. It seems like every time I hear someone spout off about that, they get it wrong. And I feel compelled to jump in and correct and set the record straight. But, you know, how do I do that? Well, I guess I can just do it here, you know. The thing is, the person, no, you're not liable for their TV bill and their cable bill and their data bill and their rent and their groceries every month. And the government's like riding herd over your ass to make sure you're doing all these things. No, it's kind of the other way around. They have to kind of take the initiative, go into the government office and apply for the welfare or the public assistance, whatever form it may be. There's many different forms. I won't go into that. But the person that has to go in, fill out the forms, talk to the people, get on board with the program, whatever the welfare program happens to be, and receive the money and negotiate the checks. Okay, now when that happens, now the person who signed the support affidavit may come into the picture, because it's at that point, somewhere after, actually down the line, the government and may, not will necessarily, but they may at their discretion sue the person who signed that support affidavit for reimbursement of those funds. It's not like they're reaching into your pocket and grabbing that money out of your pocketbook and handing it over to whoever, to Muhammad or whatever. No, it's not that at all. That person has to go get the welfare public assistance handed to them first, and then the government has grounds to go and sue for reimbursement of those funds at a later time if they choose to do so. They don't always do it. They don't always follow through on that. It's, you know, it's a threat to start with. It's not necessarily a done deal. So, you know, if you're lucky, that doesn't happen. I don't know if there's an amount threshold that the government places on that before they go after somebody to recover those funds. You know, I don't know. We didn't get into that part of it. We didn't have to. So, but yeah, I signed it, and it's quite different than when people say, yeah, he's got to pay his bills now for the next 10 years. No, not exactly. Anyway, Eve and Muhammad, well, she's kind of paying his bills right now. I don't think he brought any money over, did he? I don't see them talking about his wad of cash, his nest egg. I think he came over here thinking that was another one of those female duties that he's not liable for and doesn't have to do. And like, screw you, don't bother me with female duties. Okay. Okay there, Muhammad. Yeah, way to make a good impression with the American audience there. Real good there, dude. But then Eve, she does the typical thing where I don't know why this has to happen, where you go and take them to meet all the friends. In this case, it's the squad. Dun, 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 the squad, you know. I mean, you can't even, it's bad enough that they're going to ask you questions about, you know, what you think about the world and how you got to this point in your life. You got to worry about the damn clothes you're wearing, for God's sakes.
See, baby? 2 minutes.
Baby, you are not wearing that. Come on, change, please.
What? Baby, stop playing
around. Stop playing around, he's going. See, yeah, I mean, you got it's one thing to go into interrogation. You got to go in there wearing a straitjacket before you even go in there. So, you know, why are we worrying about what the hell we're wearing in a situation like that? It's bad enough. And he thinks they're all weird. Turns out he was right about that. Asking embarrassing questions, predetermined questions, for sure. I mean, come on, man. These weren't just off the cuff. You ask me, they were judgy questions made to elicit things that would they could be judgy about and judgy over. Again, it's very unbecoming for you younger people out there to be so judgy. Why are you being like this? I mean, it wasn't like this, you know, in times past. And I'm a little older than a lot of you out there. We weren't so judgy before. I know you don't believe that, but I, you know, again, I was there and I got a sense for how it was then versus how it is now. And you definitely got to watch what you say now, and you didn't have to before. And is that always good? Come on now. Sometimes, sure. All the time, not just no, but hell no. And, talk about judgy. I'm going to have to judge Eve's choice. I mean, I'm almost with Muhammad on this one. That was just an ugly outfit she had on. And when you see her from the backside, you see what he was talking about. And hell, I would have brought it up. I mean, that looked tacky as hell, honey. What are you doing? Forget a longer coat. Put on something you can't see through and see your ass and stuff. And your thong and stuff. Come on, man. I mean, it's not, you know, have some class, Eve. I know you got class, honey, but that outfit just did not exude class in any way, shape, or form. These, the squad, they just figuring, you know, he's a controlling tyrant. And, you know, he sure was when that plumber was over there, wasn't he, man? He sure being a jerk off then. I mean, if I was the plumber, I would have left thinking he was a controlling tyrant. You know, he's sure definitely trying to control that situation. They go over there and Eve's driving and Muhammad's over there without his little seatbelt.
Three dead in this vehicle. Regardless, critical. They say the guy without the seatbelt did the damage.
Yeah. Way to go there, Muhammad. Way to, you know, skirt the law right up gate and on camera not wear a seatbelt. You know, we're going to bring that up. Okay. That's our judginess out here. That's one thing we're going to judge you on there, son. You don't wear that damn seatbelt. We're going to call you out on that. So, you know, as far as the clothing and stuff, they should have just had all that. Should just stay private. You don't be talking about it at the restaurant with the squad and all the girlfriends. I mean, the girlfriends have nothing good in mind. And they don't even like the guy. They don't like her being with a younger man. I mean, it gets down to their attitude about the whole situation where she's, you know, the guy is, you know, trying to take advantage of her and, you know, bypass, you know, meeting anyone his own age and having to work through all that. He just wants someone who's going to just take care of him, be his mom, like he said. And I don't think she's hearing that. But they had a nice little fight on the way home. I thought that was cute. You know, you're sad, you know, that you're going to have to change, you know. No, I'm not sad. No. He's just being a jerk off. And she's starting to get pissed off about it. And, hell, she slept on the couch. All right, Eve. Way to go, girl. Next up, we have Kara, and my friend Guillermo. Well, I'd be friends with him. I'd have a beer with him like yesterday if I had a chance. But not this day. He's getting drugged. drug to the 10-year high school reunion. Oh my God, are you kidding me? You cannot be serious. Why would any guy want to go to his new girlfriend's 10-year high school reunion and be basically drug around and displayed? Come on, man. No, you can't do that. Really, I'm saying... No. Reunion? Are you kidding? We don't do that. No. Yeah, let's go see your ex-boyfriends, plural, right? Wonder how many of those are milling around there and mingling and being judgy. Anyway, they meet the ex. They meet her ex. And I guess they were pretty serious. That's what he's saying. Sounds like he was in love with her and wanted to make a go of it. But, you know, he gets a little drunk and she sees him showing his true colors. And she's telling Guillermo, he wasn't like that. He's not like that, okay? He's just, you know, had a little too much to drink. He's going, man, if I had another chance, you know? I mean, shit. All you got to do, dude, is just like Nancy Reagan. Just say no. Just tell her no. That's all you got to do. Otherwise, she's just going to steamroll your ass over here. It's already happened, you know. Why'd you break up? Well, she cheated on me. Oh, really? Once? More than once? Who cares? I'll tell you what, you know, if I'm you, man, as soon as she fucks up...
Get the fuck out of here!
I can't remember it. What was his name? He's telling Guillermo, you know, yeah, don't even put up with her shit, man. I mean, just fucking put your foot down. That's the only thing she's going to respond to. You know, otherwise she's just going to get drunk and black out on your ass. And, you know, she ain't going to remember what happened anyway. Catch her when she's only had a couple drinks. Catch her when she's, you know, right there. Not so drunk she can't remember what the hell you were talking about. You know, they start talking about, you know, cheating. And are you going to cheat on me? Are you going to cheat on... You cheated on him? Are you going to cheat on me? Baby, you got to change. I don't like you, you know. I mean, you're treating me like a kid, you know. Dragging me around, telling me what to do, telling me how I can spend my money and not. I'm getting tired of it, you know. It's kind of making me nervous, you know. I don't know if I'm him, I'm kind of nervous too, because she's kind of pushy, you know. And I want to see what happens when he starts telling her no. And what's he got to lose, man? I mean, come on, dude. I mean, what's the worst? You're going to go back to the DR... And, you know, stay around the beach where the tourist boats come in and just, you know, kind of check out the girls as they walk off, you know, girls' night out, girls' day, girls' beach out, you know. Go to the beach and get yourself a beach, man. Come on, Guillermo, you cutie boy, you. Jabri and Miona, they go visit his grandma. And she's a wild and crazy gal, old bra burner from her days, what they would be called back in her day, a bra burner. First thing they do is put a shovel in Miona's hand. Miona doesn't even know what that is, a shovel? Is there a temperature setting on this thing? What do? She looks up and down the thing, you know. Yeah, I know what I like to do, is like shove it up Jabri's butt, taking me out here to shovel horse shit of all things. How about we, you know, learn about saddles and tack and stuff like that instead of sticking a shovel in my damn face? Come on, man. Teach me about farming. Teach me about the, you know, the animals and, you know, the horse's, you know, reproductive cycle. So, you know, teach me something about this stuff. Don't just stick a damn shovel in my hand there, Grandma. So you like Rapid City? You like Rapid? Are you Rapid with the Rapid? Are you on the DL with the Rapid? Oh, no? Oh, you Rapid's your friend, huh? You done friend-zoned the Rapid. She done friend-zoned the Rapid. She ain't into the Rapid, man. She's like, she ain't into it all. Says, we're moving like ASAP, lady. Didn't we tell you that? Didn't he tell you that? That's not what he's telling me. He says, we're going to get married right here on his barn. Yeah, man, we're going to, like, pull the van out here and hook up the stereo, you know, like we did back in the 60s, you know, and turn up those speakers, put in an 8-track tape, play a little Chicago, you know, a little Chicago. Yeah, a little Chicago. Hey, baby.
Chicago, am I right?
Right. Give me the damn Chicago already, will ya? No, that's where David is. Oh, you got to go to Chicago to meet that asshole David. You know, I don't like that guy, she says. I hope David blows it, man. I hope, you know, I hope he blows it and they break that band up. And, you know, I can go out and follow Jabri out to the beach and out there in California. Yeah, right. 60 days or 90 days. She wants to move to Los Angeles. She wants to move to Hollywood and get married on Venice Beach within 90 days. Okay, yeah, that's a workable plan there, Miona. You might want to start with, you know, getting your laundry done first. You know, you still got a few things to fold, especially those little scarves and headbands you got laying over there, the ones that you put around your waist as a shirt, well, ones used for shoulder straps. Beach wedding. What the hell is a beach wedding, Jaree's saying, man? Honey, I ain't got no money. What money do you got? I'll see you later. I'm going to Chicago, okay? I'm going to go see David, okay? I don't know about you, but I'm...
Chicago, am I right?
Yeah, he's right. Chicago, am I right? Oh, God. Those two, they didn't do a whole much. Graham, she wasn't very exciting. Didn't move me. I wasn't moved. This couple didn't move me this week, so short segment. We'll move on. Thank you. And now we catch up with Kobe and Emily. Oh, Emily's just annoying everybody, is she not? Little Miss, do this and don't do that. Do this, don't do that. She won't even let the guy be dad. I mean, you know, don't wipe the snot out of his nose. Don't, you know, don't fold the diaper this way. Don't tickle his feet. Oh, don't crawl too close to him in the bed here. He's trying to fall asleep. I don't
gravy on the baby. Don't put beer in his ear. Yeah. And don't stick your toes up your nose.
Yeah.
Don't put confetti on your spaghetti.
Don't.
And don't squash peas on your knees.
That's right.
Don't put ants in your pants.
That's right.
Don't put mustard in your custard.
And don't marry a gal like Emily unless you want to be annoyed freaking 24/7 because she can't fucking settle down and fucking respect you enough to let you fucking be the dad in the house. God. It's like, I've been doing this 17 months and you don't know shit. So move out of the way, damn it. Fucking either lead or fucking follow, and you ain't gonna lead. So get back to the back of the bus there, son. All right. When it comes to raising this kid, all right, you're in the back of the bus. Oh, man, I just want to take and just fucking wring her little neck over there, Emily. I just want to strangle your little fat neck, damn you. Then she's, you know, on top of that, it's starting to bleed over into the nag territory. You know, the do this and don't do that starts to just become nothing but just nag. Okay, she sucks, man. You know, and the next thing you know, they get back from their little trip and, you know, shit, he's all pissed off now. Now, you know, now she's going to go to work. She takes off. The kid probably sees her take off and fucking freaks out. Oh, they're trying to, oh, what are you going to do to them? Fucking make them stop crying. Me? Nothing. Fucking cry, son. I'll fucking strap him in a fucking high chair. Fucking put him in a straitjacket if I have to so he doesn't hurt himself. And let him fucking cry himself to sleep. Okay, it might take my 5-10 minutes. They ain't gonna cry, you know, forever. Okay. Mom, you know, follows him around to make sure he ain't fucking up. She's just damn near as bad as Emily. Well, duh. Emily is fucking a product of mom, so hello. Kind of go figure. You know, there ends up being fine, you know. You're eating and playing, no problems, but still, she won't let up. I mean, as far as the baby crying, you know, let the little fucker cry, man. I'm telling
you. Well, you can cry in me a river.
You little son of a bitch.
cried me a river.
Emily, lighten up, Francis.
I cried a river over you.
Yeah, bubble on this there, Buble. Oh, pretty boy you are, aren't you? Kobe, I don't know what to tell him, man. He's trying to do the right thing. But when you're not being allowed to do the right thing, what's left to do other than just get pissed off? I don't know, man. I don't know if they're going to make it, to be honest with you. I mean, Emily is just really turning into just a fucking naggy, whiny, complaining, bossy, do this and don't do that kind of gal. We don't like that, okay? Don't be like that, ladies. Don't be all naggy. Don't be all doo-doo. You know, let a guy fuck up. Let some mistakes be made, you know? I mean, he ain't like Michael Jackson shaking a kid out over a open window on the third floor. You know, it ain't nothing like that, you know? He's just trying to change his diapers, for crying out loud. Let the guy be a dad. He's got to learn how to be a dad. You ain't going to learn how to do nothing unless you do it some, you know? You know, read about a dad in a textbook. Yeah, grab old Dr. Spock's library body of work. And go down that rabbit hole. Next thing you know, you're going to have some kid that turns on you when he's 15, tells you you don't know nothing and he knows everything, and you should fucking support him for the rest of his fucking life because that's your fucking duty as a father. So, you know, while he totally disrespects you every second of the day and fucking badmouths you at all, everybody he knows. And meanwhile, you know, you're over there, again, just trying to be a dad. Well, sometimes, you know, you gotta fucking kick some butt, all right? So, not all the time, just sometimes, that's all. Binium and Ariella. Oh, they had that wonderful day in New York City where she just kind of ruined it. It's the next day, and he says, yeah, you know, I'd be better after yesterday, but you ruined my day, honey. He gets on the Skype with his sisters, and they talk about the wine. You shouldn't have done that. Oh, she's a big girl. She can handle it. Have you met her family yet? Oh, no, not yet, but I'm supposed to here, I think, today or tomorrow, and I'm worried they're going to ask questions.
Hmm?
Oh, yeah?
How's everybody doing?
What's your name?
You call that dancing?
Yeah.
What's a purpose?
I'm worried that they're just going to, you know, rapid fire like that with the damn stupid questions. You know, most of the questions are going to be stupid and nosy and rude and disrespectful to me and my culture and my family. Well, the sisters say, look, you know, even though they think they know it all they've heard is her side of the story. And we know that ain't the whole story. So as far as, you know, we're concerned, and you need to just tough it out for Avi and stay with Ari for Avi, okay? And while you're there, you can be looking up your other child, too. And yes, they have this family dinner. Oh, God. Winner, winner, family dinner, family interrogation. Here we go again. If it ain't the squad, it's the freaking mom and dad, you know? Come on. Brothers, in-laws, the nosy sister. Oh, God, Ariella's sister really drives. She's got that look, man. She's got that, okay, I'm going to drill down here. I'm going to make this guy sweat, all right? Yeah, nosy. That's the name of the game. See my glasses? And they're on my nose the way they are. Call me nosy, okay? Nosy hosy. Anyway, I want to know, when we were having that bad patch here before, what were you fighting about? Oh, God. You already heard it from her, man. Why the hell should I waste my time fucking trying to fill you in on that? You're not going to take my side anyway. So, you know, what kind of, you know, under his breath, he's saying, fuck off, you. Fuck off, bitch. All I want to do is UFC, okay? Are you not? I just want to fight, okay?
Hey, fat boy, you wanna fight?
Yeah.
You wanna fight?
Okay.
UFC. You wanna fight?
What?
Hey, fat boy.
Yeah,
you wanna fight?
All right.
Brock Lesnar.
Let's fight.
You wanna fight?
Good night.
Hey, fat boy, you wanna fight?
Come out.
You wanna fight?
Let's go.
You wanna fight?
Let's go. Jeez. Where do you get this shit? Anyway, yeah, well, you know, I want to fight whether I stay married or not, because I'm American now and I have an opportunity to fight, and I want to be a champion. We are the champions of the United States, and we will fight until the end. And I want a UFC, and I want an MMA, and then I want to go from that to WWE, and I want to be on WrestleMania. Well, I got to get her to sign off on a green card first. And he tells him that right there at the table. Yeah, you know, if I mean, if no work, you know, I'm still here, and you know, I can still have her sign off on my green card, because you know, it's a good thing for me. And the silence is deafening. I mean, everybody just kind of, huh? Did he really say that? He thought he was nervous. Now he's nervous. Yeah, way to go, Benny. Wrong thing to say, or wrong way to say it, one or the other. God, poor guy. And our final couple this week is Shida and Bilal. How about that? They go out on the town. Yeah, KC. Go for some barbecue, eh? Now they're bopping along, and she notices a gondola ride. And what? Hey, gondolas? I never done that, man. I gotta do the gondola. Are you kidding me? They have gondolas. Blow, gondolas. Let's do the gondolas. He's going, hold on now, honey. I have a surprise for you first. Man, hold up on your surprise, man. Can we do these gondolas first? Man, yeah, I love your surprise, but man, I want these gondolas, man. I want them now. Yeah, honey, that's the surprise, okay? I want to take you on the gondola. Are you kidding? All right, yeah! She loves his romance. She finds a gondola ride so romantic. He's going, oh, hey, honey. You know, when in Paris, right? Huh? Did he say Paris? Gondolas? There ain't no gondolas in Paris, you dumbass. Everybody knows gondolas are in Las Vegas. God, gondolas in Paris. You could have easily Googled that one up, and you'd have got the Venetian Hotel, probably two pages. Las Vegas, everybody, come on. Go get your gondola on in Vegas. Yeah, but she's digging the romance. She likes that, but she is tired of this little game he's playing about he needs more time.
Back. To be quite honest, life is too short to be waiting around for somebody to get their shit together.
Oh, really?
I would support being open to him.
Bilal?
The new and improved version of him.
Oh, God. New and improved version of who? Bilal? Now, that's a good one. Okay. Yeah, yeah. What kind of improvements could we make on Bilal? Huh? Maybe you can learn how to fucking respect his fiance for starters. You know? She's talks to her mom or her sister or somebody back home, and I've been praying for this to work out. I'm getting old, and I'm worried. You know, I'm just the opportunity for love, for LTR. It's just not gonna work out, and my opportunity is gonna slip away, and I'm not gonna get it. No, I don't. Oh, God. Oh, no. I don't want to fall in love again. you might want to find a new guy, because he's going to put you through a few ringers, make you go over a few speed bumps, jump a few hurdles. He's got his own rationale over there. He's like, come on, man. Number one thing I'm worried about is going through a divorce and after we've had more kids, you know? I mean, if that ain't stressful enough, having kids is stressful enough. I already have two kids that are adolescents, you know, and so our new children would be, you know, more than a decade behind them. And I can attest to that. My siblings were all, you know, around 10 years roughly older than me. And so they were all gone and out of the house by the time I was 10 years old. And it was almost like being an only child. You know, yeah, I sure got brother and sister, but they weren't, you know, it's not like having them there every day, and having that, you know, support and that backup and someone to, you know, to look after your ass, you know, if you kind of get offline or get in trouble, or someone to protect you, you know, a big brother, you know, or a big sister to advise you. I was pretty much on my own. Here we go again. It either explains a lot or T. Jones came out just fine. Well, we ain't sure which. Will T. Jones ever be sure? Well, not sure. Not sure. Still sorting that out. But hey, I think I've sorted out this episode. To me, it was kind of a boring episode, but, you know, that's T. Jones talking. I like the action movies, okay? So that's what I'm looking for. Not that we're going to get that on 90 Day, but a little more drama, okay, guys? Let's bring a little more excitement to the table for T. Jones to talk about, all right? But for now, we're going to back it on out of here and bring up a song, close out this week's show. I was sorry for being a couple of days late. It was under the weather, but that's okay. It's again, it's like T. Jones bringing the whipped cream and just kind of splathering it all over the place. Walls, floors, ceiling, I don't care. Anyway, T. Jones leaving you for a week. We'll see you next time. Thanks for being here. And always remember, chauvinism is not dead. I make them hot, I make them shiver, their knees get weak whenever I